Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, we are here. We are in the Gospel of Luke. We're going through the New Testament, one chapter a day, Monday through Friday. You can do whenever you want, and you can pick up wherever you want. You don't have to start from the beginning. Just start from where you are. Start from today, if today's your first day doing it. And then when you get to the end, just finish the parts you didn't do. Just loop back to it. So we are in chapter 8 of the Gospel of Luke. Luke was Greek. Luke was not part of the religious Hebrew community. He comes from Europe and picks up with Paul when Paul is on his church planting missions to Europe and to Asia Minor, which we would call Turkey today. This particular part that we're in, this parable, is found in some of the other Gospels. After this, Jesus traveled. After what? After he had done all of the things that we just saw from the previous chapter. So, you know, Luke is moving along. Luke is very methodical in his accounting of what Jesus does. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. I like that Jesus goes everywhere. I like that this is good news for everyone, that it's not just for a select group of people. And I like that Jesus is committed to getting it out. And that's what he's left us with. He's left us with the mission of getting the word out. And not just to a certain group of people, but to everybody. Just go from town to town, village to village. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. So he's got this group of 12, and the 12 are the ones that he's sort of assigned to be the ones that are going to initially carry this out, called apostles. That word apostle means sent one. But they're with him. They're his students. They're his disciples. But there's also another group around him that's traveling with him regularly. And some of them were women. This would have been sort of a little bit unusual in the first century, but there they are traveling with him and with that group. There was Mary called Magdalene, of whom 7 demons came out of her. Now, Mary Magdalene, it's often said that these 7 demons that came out of her, that she was a prostitute and that she had been healed of that. But that's not what it says. It says 7 demons came out of her. And so why are we assuming because she was a woman, it must have been sexual immorality? I guess that's what we're assuming there. Well, this actually came from a pope who, I think it was about 600 years ago, he was giving an Easter homily. And in that Easter homily, he talked about Mary Magdalene and said that Mary Magdalene was a lady of the night, that she was a prostitute. Well, the Bible doesn't say that. And so it's so interesting how, you know, some religious leader saying something somewhere can become a tradition and we all just sort of believe it because somehow we just believe it. It's been passed down to us. But that's not what it says. So there was her. 7 demons came out. There was Joanna, the wife of Susa, the manager of Herod's household. So Jesus has got some people that with him that are pretty high up there. If you were the manager of Herod's household, because Herod is, you know, he's the all-powerful emperor right now. And this lady who's married to the guy who manages his household, you see, they would call them stewards, and the stewards were really in charge of everything. So Herod wouldn't care about anything. And this lady's married to that guy. So Jesus has got everybody in his group, everybody in his group. He's got the lady that had the 7 demons. He's got the fishermen. He's got the shepherds. He's got these sort of rich and famous and influential people in his circle. Susanna and many others. And these women were helping to support them out of their own means. Support them. So these guys had left their jobs. They had left their families. And that's not an easy thing to do in the first century. It's not an easy thing to do on any level. But in the first century to do that, what do? You don't have all these savings. You don't have debit cards, you don't have credit cards. These ladies were actually supporting Jesus out of their money, supporting Jesus and his disciples. So who's buying the food when they need lodging somewhere? You know, who's paying for the lodging? It was these ladies that were following him around. Kind of interesting. Very, very interesting. Verse 4. So while a large crowd was gathering, people were coming to Jesus from town after town. So people are coming from everywhere, and he's got this crowd. I love that it's a mixed crowd of people from sort of everywhere. And they're all there. And when they're all there, Jesus begins to teach. He likes to teach. And so he told a parable. And he said, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed. Now, we need to get this picture. they would scatter seed. They wouldn't put it in long rows or put them in those little pots that, you know, maybe you did in school, in elementary school. You put them in little pots and put them in the windows and watch them grow. They didn't grow it that way. It's the soil is rocky there. It's not farmland like you would think of farmland in Iowa or Illinois or something, where it's just great soil and you can dig these long rows or dig holes and put the seeds in them. They would just take the seed and scatter it everywhere, very rocky there. Some of it would take, some of it wouldn't. They just scatter it about, just take it and throw it out, broadcast it all over the place. So as he was scattering seeds, some fell among the path and it was trampled on. Path, the roads. The birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they didn't have much moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, the weeds, right? And it grew up with it, and it choked out the plants. Some other seed fell on good soil, and it yielded a good crop, 100 times more than what was sown. Wow, 100 times more than what was sown, that's great. When he said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So what that means is some of the things that Jesus says, some people can hear it, some people don't hear it. Now, he's not talking about the sound, so everybody heard the sounds of his voice. The vibrations from his voice were, you know, working in your eardrums and their eardrums. So it's not hearing it. They could hear, but they're not getting it. They're not listening, so to speak. And his disciples asked him what this parable meant. What does it mean? So he's going to explain it. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you, but to others I speak in parables." Why? "So that seeing they might not see, and though hearing they might not understand." So they hear it and it just goes right past them. They don't get it. They don't understand it. Well, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. So now this guy who's scattering this out about, what's he scattering? He's scattering the word of God. And those along the path, they didn't have paved roads, but some of those roads, you know, if you've been on a path, if you walk on the path enough and enough people walk on the path, it becomes almost like asphalt. That stuff is hard. That stuff is strong. So those on the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so they might not believe and be saved. So it falls on them immediately. Maybe they've gone to a Bible study. Maybe they went to an evangelistic meeting. Maybe they went to church or something. Maybe they were watching something on television or on YouTube or something. And they're like, "Hey, that was pretty good." But no sooner is it, "Hey, that was pretty good," than it's gone. The devil comes and steals it because he doesn't want the word of God to take root in your heart. Those on the rock are like the ones who receive the word with joy and they hear it. "Wow, that was great. I'm coming back next week. I can't wait to see this show again. I can't wait to listen to this again." But they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Well, here's what will happen. You'll always be tested. Always going to be tested. And when the time of testing, that word test can also mean trial. Can mean trial. You're being tried. You're being tested. And when the test comes, maybe people say, "What are you watching that guy for? Oh, all he wants is your money." Well, they believe for a while, but in time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear. But as they go on their way, they're choked by what? Life's worries, riches, pleasures, and they don't mature. They don't grow. Well, I know when I read that, you're saying, "Oh, you know, the riches and pleasures, you know, sex and sexual immorality." And well, it also says worries. Like what kinds of worries? The worries of life. What are the worries of life? How about housework? How about getting those things done every day? How about getting your shower taken? How about getting the kids off to school? How about paying the bills? How about getting your car fixed? How about all those things? All of those things can make such a busy life that the word of God never really grows in our life, never really produces any fruit. Verse 15, "But the seed that fell on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, they retain it, and by persevering, they produce a crop." By persevering, by hanging in there, it produces a good crop. And then Jesus goes on and he says, you know, "No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, you put it on a stand so everyone will see. Don't hide your light." There's a Sunday school song that says, "At this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. Verse 19 is pretty interesting. Now, Jesus' mothers and brothers came to see him. Now, they weren't really sure what was going on as Jesus begins his ministry. They're wondering what's going on and what's going on with him. All of his brothers and sisters are not convinced that he's the Messiah at this point. Now, eventually, they'll be worshiping his Lord. That's amazing. So verse 20, someone told him, your mothers and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. And he replied, my mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Well, some of the other gospel writers give us some clues of, you know, similar conversation or same conversation that Jesus had, where it says he was sitting in a circle and there were all people around him. And his mothers and brothers were trying to get in, but they couldn't get in because it's just the crowd is too big. You know what that's like when he goes somewhere and the crowd is too big. You just can't get in there. And they said, your mother and your brothers are looking for you. And he looks around in the circle and he said, you know, who's my brother and who's my brother, my mother and sisters? You're my brother, my mothers and my sisters. You know, Jesus is creating a new family. And I'm a child that had three sisters, no brothers. So now that I'm in the family of God, I have a lot of brothers and I like having the brothers. And so Jesus is creating a new family. So when we're born again, when we come to know God, when we come to know Jesus Christ, we're born again into a whole new family. And we have all kinds of mothers and brothers and sisters and fathers. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. You'll have to read the rest. Jesus calms the storm. Jesus is still calming the storm. Jesus has calmed my storm many times. And I pray that today he would calm your storm. If you're having a storm, may the Lord heal your storm. May he get you through this one. He will bring you safely over to the other side. Just hang on. He can do it. And then it goes on, talks about him healing a demon-possessed man, healing a dead girl and a sick woman. Jesus doing what Jesus does. What does he do? He's always teaching, always teaching, always teaching. He's always teaching, healing, casting out demons, going about doing good. So bless you guys. You are loved by God. May the Lord heal your storms. Let your light shine bright. So peace and grace and mercy to you. Find us wherever you find us. You found us somewhere. So you're listening or you're watching, one or the other. So bless you, bless you, bless you. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. Peace, grace, mercy. Bible and Daily.